Oh yes, they will. They'll cause. They'll get in the sewer too.
Mm-hmm.
You have sewer pipes too close to roots, trees.
Do you have that vine around here that has the three-fingered leaf?
You mean poison ivy?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I had poison ivy. I'm allergic to poison ivy. And there's a patch right between me and the bridge here. My son is kind of clearing up there this spring, and I piled the brush after he cut it down. It was in the wintertime, practically. Then he set the fire.
Whoops.
And that, it broke out even in my eyes and all in my ears and everywhere. So I had to get medicine from the doctor for that poison ivy.
Goodness. Did you get shots for it?
No, but he gave me, he finally gave me tablets to stop the itching.
Mm-hmm.
Benzedrine he had me take, tablets.
Mm-hmm.
I was just nearly wild with it, and then I used this lotion on it, calamine lotion, and finally got cured up, but then it didn't break out in sores on me, but just itched, just in rash, you know.
I remember when I was a senior in high school, I'd been out hunting and
uh-huh.
I had stuff plastered all over
oh,
me.
Yeah.
I tried everything. I tried Clorox.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
But it ate up the paintbrush that I used.
Yeah.
Finally I put iodine on it. It didn't do any good.
No, he blistered you.
But it just made a big old brown mess. Then we had a high school swimming party and I wanted to go swimming
yeah.
so bad.
You know, my husband, he could just pull it or do anything, but it never did hurt him a bit.
Hmm.
And he just was amazed. One time I started to close the gate up and I just reached around the gate and it had a little poison ivy on the post there. Well, I was getting ready to go to Tulsa to spend a week with my daughter. By the time I got there, well, I had that poison ivy all up and down my side here and all in here. And I had to get medicine from the doctor to cure that up. But I'm sensitive to it and two of my children are, and the rest of them are not.
Hmm. Isn't that lucky
yeah,
that only two of them are sensitive?
Yeah.
I don't know about my girls. They haven't had it that I've noticed.
Oh, it's sure bad if you have it bad.
Yeah.
My son, he had it. He just had it. Just made real bad blisters on him.
Ooh.
Sores.
My dad used to be that way.
Yeah.
Gee, it used to be. Say, what would you call a group of trees that was out in the open country?
Well, a grove, a clump,
mm-hmm.
a grove. We used to have picnics in groves.
And land where scrubby oak grows?
Blackjack.
Is that ever called shinery?
I didn't ever hear it called that. Blackjack, all this hill between us and the road was blackjack when I married.
Boy, was that all taken out by hand?
Yes, my husband, he cut it down and then they mow the pasture, you know, until they mow out the sprouts
uh-huh.
and got that in pasture ground.
Mm-hmm. Starve the roots.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A woman whose husband is dead, you'd say, is a...
A widow.
Uh-huh. And Mr. was your husband and you were his...
His widow? I'm his wife.
Uh-huh. What did you generally call your father?
Well, I called him Papa. And my children called their father Papa, and even my grandchildren had always called him Papa. My daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws always called him Papa because Papa and Mama, that's what I called my father and mother. I didn't ever say Dad. And now my grandchildren, my son's wife, taught her children to say Mother and Father.